Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. We are here with the whole cast, Denise Dirks, myself, Frederick Penny. We got Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. This is a great time to have us all together. We've been like running around like crazy throughout the country and over the holidays. It has been crazy, but to have us together again is awesome. We're going to have a wonderful show today. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to talk to us. Look, as even though we're the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show, I'm going to say this is going to be more informative than normal, this show today, because we've got some great talking points where our great host, Denise Dirks, is going to be talking a lot at first, because we're going to talk about divorces today and celebrity divorces. Oh, my gosh, the Kardashians. One of the Kardashians, Kevin Costner, Bill de Blasio from New York. And some of the things that are happening in these divorces, we're going to go over, is this normal, you know, or is this a little bit abnormal? But we've got, I'm going to call it divorce hour one is what we're going to be discussing. Todd's like, talking about mine?
And my question for Denise is, does the definition of normal in a divorce change depending on the amount of money we're talking about? In terms of not only that, but the behavior of the participants in the divorce, because some of the things they fight over are just weird.
Yeah.
Well, you got. Well, as we always say, the most important thing is what?
The lawyers get paid.
The lawyers get paid. That's what's important. We're going to talk about the Rust Armor. Miss Gutierrez Reed is having some interesting issues she's having to deal with, and I know Todd, you talked about some of this last week.
Yeah.
But we might just touch on a few other.
Sure.
Now that we have Denise and I, we might just touch on a few extra little things. Keisha wins. And what does Keisha win? We're going to talk about that. Ivanka Trump also wins. And I brought this up, and I haven't been around. There's a weird case going on in Utah right now. And there's a weird one up in Idaho. And we haven't been following it as close, but I want to kind of talk about this case in Utah that is just bizarre, a murder. Innocent until proven guilty, and alleged murder of a husband, and how it was done. Mm-hmm. And we're going to discuss that when the time comes. That's probably hour two. Remember, 9 to noon Pacific time, we're live. Radio Law Talk with a few exceptions, but that's when we're here. So.
I just Googled wife murders husband, and Google came back and said, do you want to narrow that down a little bit?
We got
too many hits for that one.
Put Utah. Type in Utah, and you'll find it, man. I'll tell you right now.
I just did, and it came back again. You want to narrow that down a little bit?
Wow. I'm going to say, what's interesting about it, I'm just going to give a tease. This is seems like the perfect, you know, quintessential Utah family. Three boys, little boys, and apparently the allegations are fentanyl, that she laced fentanyl, put fentanyl in his drink, which caused him to die. But she had life insurance policies. There's a whole bunch of things that we're going to discuss about this. But she had a life insurance policy on her husband because she wanted money. Ready for this? This is what's weird and scary. She also took out life insurance policies on her three children.
Oh, my gosh.
So if they died, she got insurance. That is, at least that's what I remember reading. I don't want to be sued saying, oh, you did something, said something. But I believe that's the allegation, is she did that. So I'm going to look that up during the break to double check to see if that allegation, again, all of these are allegations because she's innocent right now until proven guilty. But there's some really weird things, like testimony from the person who did their clean their house, that she called her and said, hey, go get some fentanyl from, you know, a person who had a criminal record.
A dealership. So
yeah, went out and got some fentanyl for him. And then the next thing is, hey, that wasn't enough. I need more, you know. And
did Cal just call it a dealership?
Well,
like, you know, hey, come to the drug mall. We've got it. It's a one-stop shop. Yes.
Get oh,
off.
My gosh.
Well, I'm just saying.
And it's just weird how things like this happen. And I've been following that. I've been actually watched part of the trial. And it's just interesting because, again, it's handsome young guy and good-looking lady that with three beautiful children. And just the normal people are like, what's normal? But just a normal, average American family. Just, you know, and just how this happens. And how does she, if these allegations are true, how does she go off the rocker that much?
Yeah, my wife always says, is that the one that wrote the children's story about Greece?
Yes, that's the one.
Got it.
And so she wrote a book, and she's been on television.
Oh, very famous in the market.
Yeah. Yeah, in the market about how you grieve with your children when they lose their dad, right?
Yeah.
And she's been on the news talking about her book, and sure enough, you know, this is going to be very interesting. My wife brought up an interesting thing.
Hopefully not with the insurance agent.
No, it's a very simple thing. My wife, sometimes she says the smartest things that are so basic. She goes, you know what? Why don't you just get a divorce instead of kill?
Exactly.
Just get a divorce and move on. You don't have to kill him. You know, it's like,
But there's no money in a divorce.
Yeah, you're right.
At least many divorces.
Right, so the life insurance policy is there. So we're going
to sell that to Mrs. Costner, please.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
That's another story.
Right?
Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. That's the most important things. I had a wonderful time this week. I crisscrossed the country. Did you know that, Cal?
When you say crisscross,
I've been all over the country the past 10 days.
East Coast where?
Meeting with my partners. I was in Des Moines, Iowa. Had
cool.
A great steak in Des Moines, Iowa.
Mm, that sounds good.
And the interesting thing about it is, as we, as I met with my partner, one of the partners, I said, what do I do? What can I do around here? And then we talked to people what to do. And by the way, love Des Moines, Iowa. And he said, yeah, go over to, I don't remember the name of it. That's the place to go. And I walked over there from the hotel, and it was like a 7-Eleven. It was like, oh, this is a cool place to go. I'm like, this is a 7-Eleven. So I walked back and turned the TV on. That's about all I did in Des Moines, Iowa.
That almost sounds like a country. So I had a great steak in Des Moines, Iowa. That's something Johnny Cash.
I had a great steak and went to the 7-Eleven. They call it something else. It's another name. But then I hit Detroit, and then that breakfast was not very good, I'll be honest with you. And then I hit Cleveland and Vermont, Maine. Vermont and Maine are drop-dead gorgeous places. Absolutely. Man,
a lot of people go to Vermont in the fall because it has full color.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Both were beautiful.
You know, our case or no case, we had one of them from last week, was about Maine and a person that was faced legal charges because they were open on
Thanksgiving Day. Yeah.
And apparently, that is not legal for a business over 5,000 square feet in the state of Maine.
Nice.
That was a case or no case from last week. One I did not get points on.
Wow, and Cal did.
And Cal did.
Well, you know.
Beautiful place.
It was a good week for me. A
lot of cool lighthouses there right on the
Atlantic
Ocean. We'll be back with some more fun. We're going to get case or no case when we start out, when we come back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk, and the show will continue after our first break of hour number one. Stay tuned.
Commercials and and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
All right, we're going to do a case or no case because that's the reason people will show up. But if you want to call in about case or no case, you can just tell Cal what you think the answer is. And you can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Cal, roll it.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Hey, Cal, this is really important, though.
Yeah, what?
I think we need to pause Radio Law Talk. Because on my phone,
yeah.
I noticed I got a phone call from India. I think it's something legitimate. I probably should answer it.
I'm sure it is. I imagine they're providing rare opportunities.
Oh, I'm going to get rich, Cal, so let's put this on pause.
Wait, can you
I'm sure I'm going to make some money on
it. Transfer it to me, will you? I need the money.
And in a related topic, hey, is your car's warranty up to date? I'd like to talk to you about your expiring car warranty.
With a free hotel stay.
And if you just give me your bank account number and passwords, okay.
Of course, Fred would tell them what kind of car he drives. No way we're going to cover that.
We're not going to cover that. We couldn't get the valve stem replaced on that. Okay.
Okay.
Jafar Ganoy was a tenant in a rent-controlled Los Angeles apartment building. He had lived there for 16 years, and he paid half the average rent in the complex of everybody else in the complex, and he knew it. Well, as happens, the building got sold, and the new owners came to Mr. Ganoy and said, "You're going to have to move from the complex because our son is moving into your apartment to be a live-in manager. So, 60 days, and you're out." Mr. Ganoy had to move, but he could not find a place that wasn't at least three times, what he was paying. But then came a telephone call from a man who had lived in the building like he a long time. He said he struck up a conversation with the manager, who said he wasn't related to the new owners at all. Well, except through Adam, as we all might have been. Jafar Ganoy called an attorney and said, "I'm pretty sure you can't do that. It had to be a family member to kick me out of a rent-controlled apartment, doesn't it?" Yes, Ganoy asked his lawyer if he had a case or no case. Fred, it's your show. You're back.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, there's a couple of things that popped up in my head the minute I heard this. Number one, I absolutely know nothing about landlord-tenant law. I don't want to know anything about landlord-tenant law. I don't want to deal with landlord-tenant law. That's why I hire lawyers to deal with that. But I know in California, this is my general take, that California is very, very difficult to basically kick out someone out of their home on rent. There's all kinds of rules and regulations and holdovers. They can hold over, blah, blah, blah. In fact, a lot of people don't like to have homes or apartments here. That is business people that I know. They buy them in other states where it's a little more landlord-friendly, I guess.
Yeah, where the owner gets to decide what happens in his own building,
basically.
That's a new thing. But, yeah.
So my answer is, no matter what, I think this is a case. And I'm going to say Jafar wins because, you know, when in doubt, it's probably going to be the tenant that's going to win.
All right, Todd Kunin, what do you say about the L.A. bargain rent that all of a sudden wasn't?
What year was this?
1989.
Okay.
I lied to you. 1999. Sorry, Mr.
Okay, 1999, yeah. L.A., and who are the players? What's the name?
Jafar Ganoy, okay. G-O-N-N-O-Y, and the owner of the building, the name of which I'm not going to tell you.
And it sounds like that Ganoy is Ganoid because it wasn't so much that he was being told he had to move out and that a manager was going to take his place. It was that the owner of the building said that it was a family member that was going to be a manager, and it turned out not to be a family member that was going to be a manager. And I'm with Fred in that I know nothing about landlord-tenant law. I know the basics. There's rent involved, and if you don't pay it, you're in breach of some sort of a contract if you're a tenant. Aside from that, pretty much clueless, I think this is maybe a scenario. I'm going to go no case on this.
All right, that's fair enough. Denise, what do you say about the matter of Jafar Ganoy and the out-of-control rent?
Well, I think that you watched Aladdin last night, and you thought about Jafar in Aladdin and thought, that would be a cool case or no case. I didn't know there was rent control in L.A. This is like my brethren here. I have no clue about landlord-tenant laws. I don't even know if it exists. I know it doesn't in some form in San Francisco, but I didn't know if it exists in L.A.
It's not universal there. It is by building and the type of tenants and so on, so it is not universal. That's a good point.
So I feel like this isn't a case. And you have such detail on the year and the place and the name and spelling it out that you're just doing a really good acting job. This is not the case.
even down to saying it was 1989 and then correcting himself.
Well,
in 99.
There wasn't rent control in 89, yeah. But there was.
So you guys are doing a Cal psychological analysis.
Picking me apart,
yes.
Fred.
That's what you do. It has nothing to do with case or no case. It's just a psychological analysis.
Yes.
All right. Well, you guys are probably going to win.
Mm.
Did you say it's almost time to go out or no?
Well, we've got about a minute and a half, and so if you
want. Well, no, I don't want you to tell. We're gonna tease this thing out.
All right.
Just give me one hint in that. Were you on the toilet when you thought of this one? Yes or no? If you just let us know about that, was it on the throne?
No, I was not on the throne. But I will tell you this: I was in Los Angeles last weekend, so that may have prompted some.
Did you watch Aladdin?
I did not. But no, the name in this case is real, by the way. But I'm not saying that. Wait, did I give up too much when I said
no? This is over with. I know I'm going to lose. They did the Cal analysis. When we come back, we're going to figure out what Cal, whether or not he duped me. But I'm fresh back off the boat again, and I'm trying to figure things out. We're going to come back after this. And we're going to talk about divorce, Denise. We're going to talk about divorce and get ready. Todd and I are going to put our feet up, relax, and we're going to listen to Denise. We'll be back after these messages.
Yep, Radio Law Talk will continue in just a little bit after we break away with the answer to case or no case and the jumping into the many real cases on our big agenda today on the big show. Stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues.
And RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
News update. The White House rejects the special counsel's report, which details specific issues with Joe Biden's memory. At Friday's daily briefing, White House counsel spokesman Ian Sams says Robert Hur should not have said the president is an elderly man with a poor memory.
We just reject that this is true. And I think that it does raise questions about the gratuitousness, and it raises, makes you wonder why that's in there.
In other news, folks across the United States busy shopping for Super Bowl snacks, stuff to put on on the grill, chip and dip, and plenty of beverages. And while the game is in play, there's been plenty of prep to keep everyone inside the stadium in Las Vegas safe. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Our priority is the safety and security of everyone in attendance, and that is what we are focused upon.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, Cal, we're back to Case or No Case, where you're talking about this L.A. rent control issue. This guy, Jafar Genoy, after 16 years, was living in a rent control area of L.A. He was paying half the rent. Guy walks in, said, you know, sold. He said, hey, you know, my family's going to move in. I'm kicking you out. And then he sued, saying that wasn't a true family member, that they can't be kicked out. They can. The answer is they can probably be kicked out, but they have to go through so many hoops. But anyway, they say it's a scenario and not a case, both Denise and Todd.
Well, I just said no case.
No case. Well, I mean, just, yeah, no case. And I said it's a case, and Jafar Genoy wins. And by the way, whether it's a case or no case, Cal,
yes,
in the real world, Jafar Genoy would probably win.
And the real, it doesn't matter what, right. And Todd, you said this was a scenario, no case, or no case altogether?
I just said it was no case. Probably a scenario, but no case.
Oh, well, I love listening to you guys think about this. It's awesome. So those of you who said it was not a case, that would be Todd and Denise, and that would be wrong.
Oh, Denny! Yes, I like that.
Okay. And Jafar Genoy won.
Oh, my gosh, I get 2 points.
But here's what happened.
What happened?
The landlord's attorneys came to him just before the trial began and said, we think you might have us on this one, so how about we give you some money? And they said, fine, we'll give you a little cash and we'll make payments over the next 18 months. He said, well, that'll do. They went bankrupt after a year, so he basically got about 70% of his money.
Wow.
And a win, and he had to use all of that money for his new expensive apartment in downtown
yes.
L.A. And that is Case or No Case. And next hour, by the way,
yes.
we'll take you inside cheapskates among the very richest and most powerful people on the planet in the Bohemian Club. That's
wow.
next hour. On Case or No Case.
What is the Bohemian Club? Could someone explain that to me?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it when we do Case or No Case.
Oh, okay.
I'll give
we're
you the whole
Bohemian Club.
Haven't you heard of this before?
No. I've heard of the Soho Club.
Well, this is
there is the Soho Club, yeah. Like in Malibu and in New York.
There's well, this is in Napa. Soho Club. This is in Napa, and some, I mean, some of the most powerful people in the world gather there for summer camps. You know, the presidents, people who would be president. I mean, I'll give you a list of people that.
Summer camp, they do arts and crafts and stitching.
And they run around in women's clothes and do all kinds of stuff. I had a boss who used to belong to the Bohemian Club. Huh. And the only photo I saw of him there was in his underwear playing a drum kit.
Wow, this sounds like a place I want to go.
I kid you not.
You right in.
You've actually been nominated.
I feel really comfortable with you there.
So that's next hour.
All right.
Case or no case.
That's awesome. Good job, Cal. Actually, notice I say good job, and I'm happy because I won.
You won, sure, of course.
And not only that, I stumped the two superstars.
Yep, and Todd.
Well, you're ahead, too.
I know.
I got some points last week, you know.
I have you down for two.
He got skunked last week.
I am on a losing streak of losing streaks.
So I won all three last week. I want to make sure you got those. Yeah. I won all three cases or no cases last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
No, I only had 2 points, so it's 3 points?
Yeah, the grief of losing caused me to stop.
So is it two per win?
Do people care about this right now? Our listeners, do people care about this?
Look,
I'm sure.
Let's talk about Kim Kardashian.
Cal just wants the audio records.
And Cheryl Burke. Let's, Denise.
Well, I really want to talk about Kevin Costner.
You want to start with that one?
I do, because Kevin Costner, it involves all elements of divorce. It involves a prenuptial agreement. It involves lots and lots and lots and lots of assets.
Right.
It involves a child. You know, it involves a marriage that did not work. And it's also in California.
And it was quite a while. It wasn't like they were married 3 years, 2 years. I think it was 17 years. How many years were they married? I got to look that up. I'll look up how long they were married.
18 years.
Yeah.
18 years. So that's quite a now, isn't 20 California? I know it's, a lot of states are this way. I think Arizona is. A lot of states are 20 years is kind of the threshold where they can get the spouse can receive from the rich spouse, supposedly, whatever, or whoever the money making spouse is, money for life.
Yeah, alimony.
Alimony for life. Where if it's under 20 years, generally speaking, you cannot.
But in California, the threshold is 10 years.
What?
Show me
So you can be married 10 years and you can get alimony for 10 life.
10 years is a presumptively long-term marriage.
Wow. What are other states are? I'm going to look it up while you're talking.
Yeah, no, you should. It's interesting. Because we're going to compare this with what's going on with the New York, former New York City mayor.
De Blasio.
Yes. Because it's very interesting. So here you got Kevin Costner. He did everything right. He did a prenuptial agreement before getting married. He protected his house. He has a $145 million home, and that was his before marriage. And in the prenuptial agreement, it said that she had to vacate within so many days. I think it was 60 days after they separated. Well, she was refusing to do that. And he had to go to court, and he had to request her to vacate. She fought it initially, and then I think she saw the writing on the wall, or the prenup, that said that she had to vacate. So she has now agreed to vacate that house. So that has been resolved. However, we're now on to some money issues. What happens in California if somebody spends money or goes into debt after the date they separate? That is that person's separate property debt. But what she did here, his wife did, was she spent it on his credit card. So it's in his name, and she didn't just spend a little. She spent $95,000 on his credit card.
Mm.
So he is saying, this is going to cause me a lot of trouble. You know, in fact, it's going to be burdensome, and it's going to cause me irreparable harm. That's kind of the key words here for it's an emergency setting. We got to deal with this. So my prediction is she's probably going to have to pay that back as her separate property, and that it's going to be taken into consideration when they get to support. Now, right now, you have to think, how does Kevin Costner live? He lives in a huge mansion, right? He makes a lot of money. He's a very well-known and very wanted star. So his children deserve to be kept at the same stature and the same living as he is, right?
Yeah, you can't go from living in the mansion during the 50% of the time you were with Dad, and then, this is an extreme example, going and living in the Motel 6 with Mom. You know, it's designed, I guess, to keep the standard of living same for the children regardless of which household they're in.
Correct. And spousal support is very similar to that. It's they call it the marital standard of living. It's important, and that has to be determined a lot of times by an expert.
For celebrities, I had money to throw away before. I deserve to have the same standard, money to burn. That's what I want, Judge.
So what is she asking for child support? Do you know?
She's like $50,000?
$248,000 a month.
What?
She's asking for $248,000 a month.
How would she have to justify that in court? Would she have to show expenditures?
No, she's got to show that's what they were making before.
She just has to show, yeah, that would be what the kids would be used to.
I mean, she's got school field trips to take care of, and, you know, then there's being able to take the lemon or the orange wedges to the soccer game as the team mom.
Okay.
Right?
Fair enough. That's fair enough.
I mean, that costs a lot if you're shopping at a Southern California organic-only grocery store.
Well, you got to think, you know, how is she going to afford a $145 million mansion, right? She's going to have to make some bucks to even get a place that would be what the children are accustomed to.
Right. Does she have an outside source of income other than Kevin?
No, I don't believe she does. I think she was a stay-at-home. She was a handbag designer. She was a handbag designer, but it doesn't really, I haven't found anything that discusses, like, her potential income. But everything pretty much is from Kevin Costner's point of view. And it's so funny because one of the things that happens, I believe, in Hollywood divorces is either it's hush-hush and they fix it and they are divorced and it's already settled and it doesn't become public, or it's extremely public. And it becomes more of a who says what and who gets the headlines.
All
right?
I gotta say, Denise, is nobody's gonna be financially hurt in that house. I'll tell you right now.
I don't think so. I think she's gonna get a significant child support.
Okay, when we come back, we're talking more divorce. Sorry, guys. I don't know if it's depressing or happy, but we're gonna talk about divorce.
More Radio Law Talk is coming right up.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific Time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All right, now we're back to Kevin Costner and his argument. What was his argument?
Yeah, his argument is he's been paying about $51,000 a month. And he said that is reasonable in the circumstances. It covers their private tuition. It covers all the children's needs. It'll cover part of the rent or mortgage a home, you know, for a home and all of that for them. And so his argument is she is being unreasonable, and it's really out there that he claims she's just trying to get money for her plastic surgery.
You know what? Hey, here's the interesting thing.
That's funny.
It sounds bad. Look, listen to how bad this sounds. $51,000 a month, knowing, because again, California, I live in California, and I have a home down in Southern California, and I know the Southern California numbers. $51,000 is not even going to touch. If she, not even going to touch what they need, if she's going to live the same lifestyle and the type of home that she was living in, $51,000 won't touch it.
No, that's true. I totally agree with you because their mansion is exclusive. It's incredible.
Let me tell you, Malibu, I know real estate down there. Malibu, a lot of the nice homes in Malibu, well, not even the biggest, richest ones, $65,000 to $70,000 a month in rent. That's just the rent per month. And I'm not saying that sounds outrageous to everybody listening to the show, but that, I guess, under the law, right? Those children need to live the similar lifestyle they were prior to the divorce. This is 19 years, right? But I truly think that courts, if I was going to say, here's the rent on those houses that, you know, they're right on the beach, aren't they, on their beach house?
Yes.
I would find out the rents. Here's the rents for that type of house. And they're going to show, here's a rent one for, so I saw one that was $100,000 a month down in Malibu for rent. And you know what?
Charge it if people weren't paying it. That's the point.
Oh, they're paying it.
Yeah.
So, Denise, I got a question for you. Just, and I know we're talking about money, but Looking at custody of the kids, just a question here. Generally speaking, if both sides want 50-50 custody and you got a divorce and the court is obviously concerned about the mental health of the children, right? If one spouse says, yeah, I want the kids to be with me, but by the way, I'm away on business all the time, so the housekeeper and the daycare are going to be looking after the kids. I'm not going to be there, but I should still be able to have the kids at my house even though I'm not there. 50% of the time, in a divorce situation, would the court look at that and say, well, if you're not going to be there, the kids, for their mental health, should really be with at least one of the parents, so they'll be with the parent who can physically be there with the kids all the time?
Well, I can say this. There's two lines of thinking. One is what you said. Yes, the parent that can be with the children should be with the children. The children should be with the parents over any other caregivers. However, that sometimes comes down to harm working parents. Because working parents, they're gone. That's traditional. They've worked. So they shouldn't be penalized by not having their children if they have to have daycare. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it's a kind of the two sides there.
Now, let me tell you why I'm bringing this up, specific to the Costner issue.
Because he's going to be gone on shoots.
And listen, this is something that not, putting the divorce aside, he was in Yellowstone. And Yellowstone is they've announced at the end of the season they're going to take care of his character. He is Yellowstone, but they're taking care of his character. And the big issue they've had is his shooting schedule for other things. He's just signed on to do a four-picture Western series. And he's not available to do the shooting on set because of his commitments elsewhere, which was a big problem that his wife had, which is he is never home. He's always gone. And so,
right.
So where that comes up here is if she can make this argument, look, Judge, it's not just me. I mean, look at all these other business ventures that are upset with his schedule and where he's going to be. So I need $250,000 a month because whatever we put on paper, those kids are going to be with me most of the time because his shooting schedule has him gone for the next year.
Yeah, and that is a big factor in California, how they do decide child support. There is a one of the factors is the percentage of time the non-custodial parent has.
Yeah.
For children, right? And that is going to impact it. And I do agree with you. Now, he could also argue that he could have a person that's with them on set to take care of the kids, and the kids could be with him on this, at these different sets. But obviously, if they're in private school, that probably will not work.
Yeah, we're talking about kids ages 13, 14, and 16. And sure, the kids would probably love to be out there. Oh, I'll be with Dad on set. Great. Yeah, how's that going to work for your education?
Exactly. Yeah. That's the difficulty. The age is important of the children, too.
Here's the interesting thing. I'll guarantee you they have nannies, they have cooks, and they have cleaning people.
And tutors.
So let's back up. Again, or is that right, Denise? At least in California, generally speaking, those children have to be able to live the same basic lifestyle they were living at the time that the two of them were married. Is that true? Generally speaking.
Yes. It's the manner in which they become accustomed.
Okay. And so let's think about this. A nanny. There's how many kids? Three kids?
Yes.
There's more than one nanny. I say there's two nannies. A cook. They're used to someone cooking for them. A cook. And then they've got a maid that basically cleans the thing. So that alone, start adding up those salaries. So that's what Kevin Costner's wife is going to need for those children when they're around. Plus, in a house that's a, let's say, $70,000 to $80,000 a month house. During the break, I'm going to look up rents in the area where they are in those type of houses. I'll bet you they're in the 70,000 a month range.
Oh, I bet. His wife claims that she was stay-at-home mom since the oldest was born, and that's she doesn't make any money anymore.
Right.
That's where she is at. But also, the spousal support is a set amount pursuant to the prenuptial agreement.
Oh, that's true.
She will get some spousal support, although I haven't been able to find exactly what that amount is.
Huh.
So that will be something, too, that the court will consider, that she does have spousal support as well. But in California, child support is guideline. That's what they call
right.
it. So it's based on incomes, unless you have an extraordinarily high income earner, which Kevin Costner would probably qualify for. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a decision based on the discretion of the judge somewhat, because he could go guideline. If he went guideline child support, I mean, it could be higher than $250,000.
Per month.
Yes.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm guessing. I'm going to say it here. $175,000 a month is what the judge is going to give her for child support and her alimony.
No, alimony will be separate from that.
Okay, for child support, $100,000, $150,000.
I think $100,000 at least. That was my guess.
I mean, there's transportation, there's automotive, there's gardening, there's a massive expenditure.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
there's the 16-year-old's going to start driving. He's going to get a license.
Isn't this funny what we're talking about? People out there pulling weeds right now, working hard. We got farmers that listen to us out there tilling and working 14-hour days. And not making a whole lot, but loving their life. And anyway, 855 Law Radio, and we're talking about those poor kids only have to have $100,000 a month.
How will they ever get by?
How will they get by?
I don't know. I think it's going to be a challenge in where they live to get by.
Anyway,
and you know what? I wish I was one of those kids.
I wish you were born.
I wonder if they'll adopt me. I'm just wondering about that.
I wonder what's going on. All right, have we beat that one well enough? So what's the latest on the divorce? Is there still just going through the process? The judge is thinking about it right now, correct?
Right. I predict that they're going to pull it out of the public eye and they're going to get it settled, because they do have a writing. They have the prenuptial. They haven't challenged. She tried to challenge it on different levels, but now she's backing off because I think she could really lose big.
The prenup.
Yeah.
That's why. And I put notes down on this. Believe it or not, I know this sounds bad too, but believe us, prenups do work. I mean, people think that is a negative right away. Oh, it's a prenup, then you're already setting up for your divorce. No, it's just in case you're divorced. And guess what? I can see those people. Why would you do that? Well, if you don't care about the money and you love me, why wouldn't you not sign a prenup? And I know that
prenups
sounds
bad. Prenups are important because they give you stability during a time that's in crisis.
And that's important. And the argument is, oh, you're already setting the divorce up before we even were in love. We're not going to get a divorce.
I think so. I think that could be. You know, I get $300,000 if we get divorced. Well, okay.
All right. All right, we'll be back for hour two. We got a lot more divorce talk.
$300,000. Now, where do we sign these? Okay. Radio Law Talk will continue at 6 minutes after the next hour, either live on your local radio station or always on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.